Let's get rolling. Look, I'm excited about this next panel. They're here to talk about basically provide a privacy law update in Texas, including the state attorney general's enforcement priorities under a couple of different new laws, including the Texas Privacy Act that I think just became enforceable or effective, I should say, July 1st, 2024. So by my caveman math, it's about 3 months old. So this panel is super timely. Immediately to my right, we have Elizabeth Rogers. She's of counsel at Winstead. Known Elizabeth for a long time. She's been very active in planning this event and this event in years past. She is an expert on regulatory compliance, risk management, really all things privacy law. And actually, Elizabeth, I didn't know this about you, but you've got prior roles as a chief privacy officer and a general counsel, which I think makes you very unique. Skipping one person just for now, so last not least sort of situation, but we have Esther Chavez to my far right. Esther is a senior assistant attorney general and special litigation counsel in the Consumer Protection Division of the Texas AG's office. She is a frequent speaker on consumer protection, on privacy. I've heard her speak before. We were trading notes. I think I moderated a panel where she spoke before. She is terrific. So I don't want to set the bar too high for Esther, but she's going to jump over it regardless of how high.
I have an emergency and I have to leave.
No. Stay right there. Stay right there. And Ashley Fisher, look, I love my employer. I love my employer, but I also love Ashley's employer. She's general counsel for Tiff's Treats, which fortunately or unfortunately, maybe I know a lot about. Frequent provider of snacks for meetings at my own employer. Ashley, I'm amazed at your background because you've got prior in-house stints and fact check me here. HEB, Marathon Petroleum, Sirius Computer Solutions. Those feel like, you know, and now Tiff's Treats, sort of like four different points on the spectrum of industries. Like, none related. There's no Venn diagram. There's no overlaps. You bring a wealth of experience across a variety of industry platforms. So, guys, awesome. Take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. It's so great to be here, and I do want to give a shout-out to the University of Texas CLE Department for committing the resources to this particular program that's an annual program. And having been, as Jay pointed out, associated with the planning committee since at least 2015, I can tell you how different the content and how much richer it is in 2024. But the dedicated people at UTCLE make it happen. Thanks also to all the speakers who I'm so honored to be speaking with. And thanks to all of you for learning what you're learning and growing with this area of law. I am privileged to be the moderator alongside two incredibly distinguished female lawyers who have distinguished careers even up to this point. I do have to tell you, however, to begin the program, it will be one of the hardest panels I've ever moderated because neither one of them can say a lot for very different reasons. One is that Ashley's sitting next to the enforcer of the law that we are going to focus on today, and the information that she has built and the knowledge has been based on attorney-client privilege conversations, business proprietary information. So she is sitting in, well, first of all, how many of you in the live audience are in-house counsel? Okay, that's the majority. So she's sitting in the same role as many of you. Esther, on the other hand, is uniquely situated in a role of working for an elected official in carrying out the mission and objectives of brand new laws. And it's so new, less, as Jay pointed out, 3 months old, there's not a whole lot that she can state without it being her own opinion. And I wanted to protect each of them and let you know we're not trying to hide the ball, but there are some limitations on what each of them can say. Do either of y'all have any comment you want to add to my disclaimer?
How many of you have ever heard a regulator speak who does not start out by saying, statements I am making are not official opinions of, in my case, the Office of the Attorney General. They are my own, and should not be construed as legal advice.
Exactly. What she said.
So here we go. With all of that having been said, those of you watching away from the AT&T Executive Conference Center and those present, please feel free to come to the mic and or send your note for questions to us directly. We want you to learn from this hour. As we pointed out, it's going to be very high level, and I want to get to the actual timeline of what's happened in the state of Texas in just a little over a year.